You're right there.
What's that noise?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it a cat scratching at the door?
No. I do it. I imagine it all together, right? So you got.
Right.
And then you got.
Some kind of war zone?
No, not what I was going for. It's the sound of bonfire night.
Oh.
Okay, so you've got the it sounds admittedly like a machine gun, but it was meant to be a crackling fire. A crackling fire.
Ooh. Oh, lovely. What a lovely scene you've set there for us, Martin.
Do you know, funny fact about bonfire night, I always used to think, because we always do something for bonfire night, right? And we have some like neighbours and friends round.
Yeah.
And in fact, Rachel's coming to it for the first time this this bonfire night, and I'm a little bit worried about it. Anyway, we do she might hate it and think we're all weird. Anyway, it will be likely, because here's what's happened for years and years and years. We have this tradition, which is to have tomato soup in a mug, and you stand there round the fire and you drink tomato soup.
Right.
And I thought that was a genuine bonfire night tradition that everyone did.
No.
I thought that was what they did, you know, when Guy Fawkes was plotting, he was there with a can of Heinz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it turns out that we're the only ones that do it. Yeah. And it's really weird.
That is weird. Well, you know, we can find out. Does anyone else have any weird traditions around bonfire night, fireworks night? Do you also drink tomato soup out of a mug? Do let us know as we crack on with this edition of Nullepoix.
Nullepoix is shameful.
Nullepoix is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullepoix is no fun.
Yeah, welcome to Nullepoix, the Eurovision fan podcast with myself, Martin, and Laura Kress. And we are here to talk about all things Eurovision, whatever that might involve. We have a bit of a laugh doing it because we're not like completely diehard fans that we just obsessed with stats and facts and facts and figures. Mm. We try and learn about the contest because we don't know everything there is to know about it. And we try and do that with a bit of fun, including, which is why, flop that Eurobop. And it's going to, look, the last edition of Flop That Eurobop was harrowing. It was harrowing because I had to do it in the middle of
a village. That was so funny. I really enjoyed that. That was really good fun. And if you want to see Martin doing that, by the way, I put the video up on our Instagram, which is Nullepoix Podcast. Search for it on Instagram. You can see the video of Martin sitting on a bench in the middle of nowhere, having to do Flop the Eurobop to me down the phone.
Yeah, and it was it was harrowing. And I did get lots of weird looks, mainly from Rachel. Okay, so anyway, that is to come a little bit later, just to prove we're fun. But we also have other things as well, including I'm going to tell you about all the news that you need to know from the world of Eurovision. And there's a lot of it to get through this week, so we're going to get to that in just a bit. But first, quick mention of Patreon, Cressingtons.
Indeed, thank you very much to everyone who has supported us on Patreon. Like we always say, you know, we don't expect you to, you really don't have to, but it's there if you want to. It's a quid, basically, you could chuck it to us, or £3, and you get every episode early, and you sometimes get some bonus features as well, at least 24 hours early it is. And big shout out to KMA, Nathan, Peter, Jem, Theo, Richard and Emma, who have already supported us. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's at patreon.com/Nullepoix.
So it is. Okay, I'll do a little song for you now. And you have to tell me the album that it's from.
That's my alarm going off. One second. Let me just turn that off.
what's that alarm for?
I don't know, to be honest. I'll have to look.
Oh, no. What are you meant to be doing?
I don't know. But anyway, carry on.
Okay.
as I figure that out.
Okay. It's me. Hi. Anthem and thing. Me.
Oh, you don't even know the words.
Hi.
Well, it sounds like if Beck sang Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero.
Very good. Anyway, that's not the song we're talking about. I want to talk about Taylor Swift and her new album. Everyone's obsessed with it. You know, it got in the Billboard chart in America.
Yeah.
It got every single top 10 position.
Yes.
So it's like at number 10, Taylor Swift. At number 9,
it's Taylor Swift.
number 8. And it just did all that. So this is a massive album at the moment, and people are getting very excited about it, and people are having thoughts, and there is a sort of Eurovision thought. People are having thoughts. This is top news. Let me tell you who is having thoughts. Someone called Ravarisi.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what Ravarisi's been saying?
Yes. What's Ravarisi been saying?
This is what Ravarisi's been saying.
This might be too niche, but I feel like the beginning of Snow on the Beach really sounds like these postcards at Eurovision, like these cute intros where the artists from each country are being introduced. I mean, I see a cute woman from Cyprus in a random-ass activity, in a random-ass city, and the commentator says, like, yeah, her dad was a musician and she always wanted to go to Eurovision. I mean,
what? Anyway. Then.
It's true. I think I'd like to know what people think about this. This is on TikTok, a video that Ravarisi has done. And I think it really works. Snow on the Beach, if you listen to the beginning of that, it just sounds like a Eurovision postcard. Maybe they'll use it. Who knows? I mean, they'll probably have to pay Taylor quite a lot of money if they want to do that. But
yeah, they could probably come up with their own stuff that was maybe a little bit cheaper than old Tay-Tay stuff. But yeah, it's true. I know what you mean. And I wonder what it is, right? And this is quite interesting. I wonder what it is about that music. Because I every now and again, I'll come across a song with an intro that I go, oh, that could be a Eurovision postcard. Yeah. Maybe this is a feature, going through all the songs that have Eurovision postcard type music to start things off. But what is it about that, about the music that makes it that?
I think it's quite sort of mild, quite sort of, you know, pleasant, quite, you know, just nice. It's, you know, there's nothing too...
Very inoffensive, isn't
very
it?
Very inoffensive, very kind of like slow and just like pleasant and nice and... I don't know. I'm trying to think of other songs that would suit it. If anyone else could think of other sort of popular songs that would work as a Eurovision postcard, let us know. We want to hear them.
We could go through and analyse them, couldn't we? If you know of a song that would work as a Eurovision postcard, tell us. Yeah. And we can do a little mini feature where we decide whether or not it would work.
Yeah.
And we could decide what would be happening on the screen.
Exactly.
As
like,
the song is being played.
Like Ravarisi did there. I really liked her description of her being like, yeah, her dad was a musician. She really loves Eurovision. I was like, yeah, that's the kind of stuff they would be saying.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, let's move on from that to the Netherlands,
yes,
where stuff is happening.
Oh, you're doing so well with these descriptions, Martin. Yes, we now have the acts that will represent the Netherlands in 2023 for Eurovision. It's Mia Nicolai and Dion Cooper.
Woo!
So they are going to be the ones representing Netherlands. They were spotted, by the way. Sorry, I've got a terrible cough. I'm still very ill. It's not a change for me in like 3 weeks. Yes. Well, but you know, we continue on. But yeah, they were spotted by Duncan Lawrence.
Oh.
He was obviously the winner for the Netherlands in 2019. And also the songwriter Jordan Garfield. They brought these two together. So then these four wrote a song which impressed the selection committee, and they were chosen to be the Dutch offering. So Duncan Lawrence has had a hand in writing the song, which can only mean good things, I'm guessing, for them, seeing as he won.
Well, he did. Did he write Arcade?
That is a good question, and one I will need to Google.
Okay, well, as you Google that, I want to read a comment from Eric Van Staard, who I think has one of the best names I've ever come across. Mm. He's the general director at broadcaster Avrotros, and he's been talking on behalf of the selection committee, and he said, "We received a lot of songs this year, especially from young talent, which is a great development. Dion Cooper and Mia Nicolai are themselves unconventional young talents." I wonder why they're unconventional. Mm. "As well as songwriters with a story to tell. The selection committee were, without exception, very positive about their song, in which their voices work together beautifully. Though we can't say too much now about the song, you
no,
little
or
tease,
anything.
We can say it's a song. that's distinctive, outspoken and meaningful.
Great. Yeah.
And we have no doubt will stand out in a positive sense from the field of Eurovision contestants.
Right.
So there you go.
Tell me you can't say anything about the song. That's what they're saying there. Yes, Duncan Lawrence did have a hand in writing the song. He was one of four songwriters on Arcade. So, and he's trying his hand again. It seems he's one of four again.
Yes, and well done to him.
Ooh, and the rest, as you know.
Oh, yeah, and all the other ones as well.
Right, now, we've also got a little bit of news about Estonia as well. It's not quite as big as Netherlands. We don't know who's going to be representing Estonia yet. They've basically just confirmed which shows they've confirmed the artists who are going to be performing in the national final, Este Lau, their a nation selection show. So we've got a list of artists who are going to be in it. Should I quickly run through the artists? This is going to be interesting because I won't be able to pronounce any of them.
Well, you could. Can I pick out just some of them?
I think let's pick out some. I think that's
because
better.
Because a few have spoken to me. Chief among
not,
them.
Not literally.
No, not literally. Chief among them is someone called Merlin, who's written a song called Unicorn Vibes.
Yeah.
and then this could be the one that takes it for me. We have an artist called Bedwetters.
Yeah.
With their song Monsters. Already I'm interested to know more about those two.
Yes, I would agree with that. And, fair play to them for owning up to it and just calling themselves that. Because, not everyone would want people to know a global skit stage that that's what they do. But, good on them that they don't mind calling themselves that.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. It's important to own this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really,
yes.
Get ahead of the gossip is my idea on that. Spain, quickly, should we talk about? And is there anything else there that you sort of have seen that you want to mention when it comes to Estonia? I mean, it's a big old list of people, most of whom we'll never hear of again.
It's good that they've got that statement out about themselves before it hit the press. I think, fair play to Bedwetters. Moving on to Spain, Benidorm Fest, we've been talking about it for quite a while now. It's going to be a big one for Spain. They've put a lot of effort into it. All I wanted to mention with it, we've now got the song titles. We had the artists who are going to be playing, and a lot of you sent in your thoughts on that. But we've now got the song titles that they're going to be performing. Most of it, I would say, kind of is sort of some stuff I would expect. Twin Melody are doing something called Sayonara, which would be kind of interesting. We've got a song called Mi Familia by Fusa Nocta, which is my family. I think Agony has got one called Quiero Arder, I Want to Burn, which suggests it's going to be either like a kind of slow ballad or quite a fiery number. We've got this. One is called, by the way, by Megara, which, if you remember, was Hercules' wife, and the band that said, they were kind of the universe and all this kind of stuff that we were talking about last time. They've got a song called Arcadia, which is a little bit similar to Arcade.
It's a little bit similar, isn't it? What is the difference between Arcade and Arcadia, I wonder, as a thing? I don't know.
I'm wondering if Arcadia is just arcade in Spanish.
Yeah, or is it the plural of arcade? Here's a lovely arcade. Look at all of these Arcadia.
Right. I don't know, if I'm honest. If anyone who's Spanish can tell us, I don't know what it means in Spanish, but it might just mean Arcadia.
Yes, it could. Anyway, so Benidorm Fest really is a big old thing now, and it's gone from not really being on the scene at all.
Well, no, I mean,
being lost to the annals of time to now being absolutely massive
because it was rebooted. Yes, obviously, it's not like they always had Benidorm Fest.
No,
they rebooted it last year with Chanel.
And, Chanel.
Here we go. God, honestly, I dread even saying that anymore because I know you're just going to start saying that. But yeah, they rebooted it and they've done very well with it. I have to say, I don't know what anyone else thinks about this. I think it's the Well, okay, there's Melody Festivalen, obviously. It's between Melody Festivalen and Bernard Dornfest for me in terms of how well produced and slick and how, you know, clearly how much they care about it. I think those are the top tier ones that we have in the competition at the moment.
Well, I think that they looked at Melody Festivalen and they thought, these guys know what they're doing here. This is, we need to replicate that. And they've had a really blinking good go at it, I think. So
they have, yeah.
Yeah, Benidorm Fest, it returns and we are a little closer to knowing who might be representing Spain as a result of it. Right, are you ready to give something a bit of a try, Cressy Pops?
I am, yes.
Okay, time then for this.
Flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap that Eurobop.
Yes, it's Flop That Eurobop, where in this case, Cress gives you a rendition of a Eurovision song, but she's going to sing it terribly. And to be honest, she might have sung it terribly anyway, but in this case, she's going to make a particular effort to sing it terribly. And I've got to try and guess what it is. We're notoriously bad at this, and maybe you're a lot better. So get listening. And if you think you know the answer, maybe even get an email open, ready to send to us, and type in the email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. Make the, I don't know, make the subject Flop That Eurobop, and get ready to immediately send us an email the first time of hearing this, if you know what it is. So Cress is going to sing a song. It's a Eurovision song, but it's going to be sung really badly. Now, how are you going to do it this time? Are you going to channel your inner Cartman from South Park that's been your style before?
I'll try. I kind of make it up on the go, but yes, I'll try that then. Yeah.
Okay, I'm
ready
for it.
I think you'll get this one quite quickly. I think you'll get this one pretty soon.
All right.
Okay, here we go. May me, 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 may me,
may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me,
may
me,
may
me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me, may me,
may me, may me, may me, may me, may me,
may me, may me, may me, may me. Firstly, I want to say that whenever I heard this song, I always thought of a song that I sang in school assemblies in junior school, which went like this. Don't run in the corridor. Pick your rubbish off the floor. We're learning. But it's not that. It's called Teardrops.
Yes. But well, it's not called that. But
what, only Teardrops?
Yes.
Is it called Only Teardrops?
Yeah.
Now, who is it blinking by? That's what I don't know. And I can't remember what country it was either. Who's it by? Teardrops, Teardrops, Teardrops.
Only Teardrops.
Only Teardrops, Teardrops, Teardrops.
I'm going to need at least the country, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and also you should know the country.
Should I?
Yeah, you should.
Why should I?
Well, if I tell you why, then you'll know it.
I should know the country.
Yeah, you should.
I do know some countries.
Well, no, I know, but there's a reason why you should know this country.
Oh, no. Only teardrops. Oh, no. I'm so...
Right, come on.
No, I'm really annoyed with myself.
No, I don't care. That's it. You've had enough time now. Shall I tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
It's Emily DeForest and it's Denmark.
How many times can we win?
And the reason you should know is because we were bloody there. We were there the year after. We went to Copenhagen, and that was our very first Eurovision trip together.
Yes, it was.
Because so you should have known it, Martin.
She was one of the ones who went around with no shoes on, wasn't she?
She was. Yeah,
she was a no-shoer. She was a no-shoer. Many of, and there are many in Eurovision past who've gone around with no shoes. Okay, well, there we go. I think I got half a point for that on that particular edition of...
Stop That Eurobop.
Right, now on to the correspondence. Do let us know if you got that. And thank you very much to our patrons who've got in touch. Richard, who gives his thoughts on the Spanish contenders. He says, Alfred Garcia, the Spanish Ed Sheeran, can't wait. The way of life contender. Not the first attempt at this. Go for overblown grandeur and by and large people go, No thanks. So Richard, not sure about Alfred Garcia there.
Yeah, that's true. Let's move on to Theo. Hi, Theo.
Hey.
Thanks for getting in touch again. And Theo says this, talking about our previous Flop That Eurobop from the last episode, which you can go and listen to now, which I did sitting in the middle of a village in the middle of, it was in the north of Scotland, actually, I was on holiday. Easiest flop so far. See, I thought it was very easy as well. It seems Martin's flops are easier to guess than Laura's. Now, maybe there's something to be said about my flops.
Maybe.
Perhaps he just sings too well or flops too poorly. Maybe. Either way, release that Cliff Richard video. We did.
It's on Instagram. It is. No Poor Podcast on Instagram.
As a Finn, says Theo, I have to say that you didn't butcher that UMK pronunciation entirely.
Good to know.
Fortunately, we can all stick to the easier to pronounce abbreviation, or you could simply translate it directly to Contest for New Music. Interesting. Oh. Okay. See, this is the sort of information I want from Null Pointers, right? This is what I want. This is why we have people in Finland who can help us with pronunciations of things and tell us what things mean. The Contest for New Music is UMK. Which is what we were talking about last episode.
Yep, and thank you very much to Matty, our friend of a Canadian in Eurovision podcast and also co-host of Think About Eurovision, who sent us his Halloween costume on Twitter, at Poinel. You can get in contact with us. And that was of him. He went as a member of Subwoofer for Halloween and has a pretty good costume as well. So thanks for sending us that. Also to Blue Zone on Twitter, who said, I couldn't work out if Rachel is the missus, the sis, or some random woman off the street.
I think she'd like to describe herself as a random woman off the street to distance herself from me.
I agree.
But she is my girlfriend, Blue Zone.
Yes,
for her sins, she has unfortunately picked up that mantle
as of
quite recently. Thank you so much for getting in touch, everybody who has done that. And it'd be lovely to hear from you. Loads of ways to do it, as you well know. Nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and on Twitter as well, @PoinNull on Twitter and that sort of stuff. Quick word about next week. We don't know what's happening because I'm going on holiday to Canada and I've had an idea of what we can do. But I'm going on holiday to Canada. And so then we might struggle, but
we might struggle.
Our best.
But, you know, I think, Matty, if you're listening to this, try meet up with Martin. Martin would like to say hello. So let's get that sorted, maybe.
That would be very nice. I'm going to be in Vancouver. Right. See you very soon then. Hopefully next week, but we don't know. On the very next edition of
Null Poir.